Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, Saturday.
Yeah, that was Take Me to the River by Talking Heads, a song written by Al Green and Michael Hodges, produced by Brian Eno and the Talking Heads, recorded April of 1978 at Compass Point Studios in New Province, the Bahamas. Released in the summer of 1978 from the band Talking Heads, David Byron was the lead guitar and vocals, Chris Franz the drums, Jerry Harrington, organ, Tina Weymouth the bass. They established themselves on the new guard of New Wave, their debut album, Talking Heads. The group's choice of an Al Green song to cover was a surprise. The band gave the song its own distinctive treatment with a stiffer, more mechanical arrangement. Passionate vocal delivery. They added echoey special effects afterwards. Take Me to the River. Roughly the same time by Foghat. Brian Ferry and ex-band drummer Levon Helm. More money for Mr. Green's full gospel tabernacle travel, I suppose. I've got a such a humor. Well, welcome, my friends, to the show where I pretend a lot. You're stumbled across ATOV Radio. We are a Wonderland production. We are a poetry group, writers that hang out at allpoetry.com. It is free to join. We are a group inside. We share our rights and our talents on Blog Talk Radio. The number here is 646-668-2837. That's 646-668-2837. Call in, meet the hosts. We have a show about every night of the week. Different hosts, different themes. Come share your poetry. We sometimes have themes. We try to follow it. So if you're a member of the group, a team of voices in the writing site of allpoetry.com, you can follow along there so everybody can that's listening can share and also see what we're reading. With me tonight, I'm Jay Hatter, your host, of course. With me tonight is A.P. Taylor, Australia, man from Down Under, Wizard of Oz. How are you, A.P.?
I am very, very well, Hatter. How are you?
I am doing okay, And in the back, of course, my little sister, my best friend, Deborah Lee. She does all the heavy lifting, so we can sit out here and look pretty. Hi, Deb.
Hey, Hatter. Hello, AP.
Hello. How are you?
So tonight, the theme was water, moving water in any shape, form, how it affects you, what you can be inspired by and should be interested. Also, during the show, we will do our weekly collaboration between myself and A.P. Taylor. We are giving a picture, the same picture, and we write so many lines without A.P. and I do not talk to each other during the week about the collab picture. And then we hand the lines in to Deborah. She pieces them together, and we try to make poetry out of it. So I'm dying to see how this one turned out.
I think you liked this one, Hatter. You liked this one, didn't you, Hatter? I know you did.
The picture was a illustration in a cartoon form, basically, describing different titles of the Beatles.
Yes.
There's supposed to be 70
of them,
I guess.
Yes.
Now, I did it without looking. I didn't have the list of titles in front of me because I did know there was somewhere there was a title there, but I didn't know what it was. I got 37.
Yes.
Without looking. I think it was 37. I think I got looking at the list. Deborah decided that what we will do is go over it sometime during the show and see which ones we had. Is that right? Is that how it's going to go, Deb?
Yeah, because we have to figure out why between the three of us we came up with 76. We have to figure out which six to rule out.
There's some that are known by two different names, but they would have to have the illustration up here. That's interesting.
Yeah,
we'll have to.
We'll work it out, Hatter.
We'll get it. So, sad note, California is burning again. We are wildfires, and we're running out of water, they say.
Gosh, that's not a great combination.
Okay. Well, I take that like, you know, they didn't want to do a recall of the governor because they were running out of paper. Nice try.
Yeah.
Don't buy that one either.
Yeah. No.
So just like everybody to pray for anybody that's in the path of these fires or anybody that might have been having to be vacated from their house, having to grab their crap and leave, try to get their livestock out and freed. A lot of these people, they just got to set their horses. They just got to set their horses free because they can't.
Yeah. They don't have enough time. Yeah.
Bug out that fast. And hopefully they'll find their way home. But prayers to everybody involved and to the firefighters fighting it. God bless you. And they will figure this out.
Hmm. Indeed.
So it AP, being that it's summer and hot here, it must be cold and wet down where you are, right? You're on the other side of the world.
Indeed. That's exactly right, Hatter. I've got a couple of friends who are sitting out there in tents for some strange unknown reason. So hello, Chelsea and friends who are out in tents as it's raining and it's cold and it's wet and it's miserable. So I'm glad I'm not there because my days of tent going in the winter are few, Hatter, it's got to be said. Not my most enjoyable thing. I'm not a big tent and camping person in the first place. And winter is not my thing in a tent. Anyway, they're there. Good luck to them.
Yeah, it's a different kind of camping.
Oh yeah,
I'm pretty proficient at camping. My dad was an outdoors kind of guy. Oh yeah. We went up north. We go up north steelhead salmon fishing back in the day when there was still salmon and steelhead in the rivers. It was during the winter months, and it was flipping cold, and it wasn't a cushy little campground either.
No. It was proper bloody woods. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And, I thank my dad for doing that for me. You learn a lot camping. Not a little trip.
Well, exactly.
But,
exactly. But I think Deb outdid herself with the image this week, Hatter. I think we've got squillions of moments of entertainment out of that already, and more to come. And I like the prompt too, Hatter, the moving water thing. I think that's something as well. So. I was saying, Deb, I did a bit of a history lesson actually because there was a creek, quite a fast flowing creek, that went past the White House until it was decided that it was maybe a bit too much and it was enclosed and bolted and taken away.
What it was. Maybe access was denied because it served the White House. You didn't want to worry about somebody tainting the water.
Well, no. I have a theory, Hatter. And one of the theories is as to why that happened, and I'm just to put the palm up on the board now because we're talking about it, is because a president was almost killed by that creek.
Oh, really? Can we guess which one?
Really?
Was it before it burned?
President of the United States, John Quincy Adams.
That was my guess.
Better people history, but I think so. My history.
A little bit
today. This is
much to Adams.
It's up on the book.
Adams.
Yeah. Once upon a White House, And it goes a little bit like this. Once flowed in Washington City, a creek the Tiber, sullied fast, and now, more to the pity, left in a masonry vault cast. It flowed past the White House and rapidly to the Potomac. Once, in a president's stoush, while a scare left track, John Quincy Adams walked there and an old boat found that had to be rescued where creek to river bound. He had taken along his steward and his son for the jaunt, near drowning seen and heard, and embarrassment did haunt. And so it was a creek gated, lost the habitat of a marshy bog, and so the birds recongregated somewhere among the smog. End poem.
So it was a creek gate. President couldn't swim, huh? A creek.
No, well, he got into a bit of trouble because the creek actually was running too fast. And then there was a bit of a storm that happened and it, once, and he was clothed, you see, and the boat started going down. So his steward, famously, stripped off and with the help of his son. And then they flagged down a horse and carriage of the person who'd been watching from the bank, and the horse and carriage took him back to the White House.
Yeah, you know, up until just about Abraham Lincoln, you could pretty much walk up to the White House and knock on the door.
That's exactly right. And that's what the picture showed. You'd basically, you'd go out the front door, down the you know, little embankment there, be at the creek.
Yeah. Yeah, so they had to, when they had to move, they had to get out themselves. They didn't have Secret Service or anybody to help.
No.
They probably didn't need it anywhere near as badly either.
Yeah. No, well, that's true. But I just thought of a lovely piece of sort of American history that there was a creek there and that one of the presidents almost managed to kill himself.
You know, there was a thwarted attack, assassination on one of the presidents. Hopefully I'll remember which one. What they did was people that rebuilt the White House after it was partially burned or whatever, knew that the floor of the dining room, I think it was just above the bays where they could park wagons, and they had parked some dynamite somehow there, and it didn't go off, or they found it in time or something. But they were going to take everybody at the dining room because they knew it couldn't withstand the blast. It wasn't reinforced. And they went and rebuilt it. Somebody knew that. Now you can check. You can fact check that with on me because I'm going on my memory, and sometimes that ain't so good.
No. I'm sure.
Yeah, I do know. If you look at the 10 most secure buildings in the world, the Capitol and the White House are both on that list.
Yes.
So it's virtually impossible for people to storm White House without being allowed to do it. And that's all I gotta say. upon the life. So where did you find the story of the creek? You knew this?
Well, no, I knew that there was a creek at the White House, and I knew there wasn't one now, and I didn't know its name, and I didn't know any of the backstory or the thing about Quincy Adams almost drowning. That was actually from the history of the White House. There's a site that talks about White House history, and it's one of the stories on that website. But I did know it wasn't there now. So I thought, well, that's a good opportunity to find out more about it. You see,
I'd never heard of it. Why did you know that it was there? Like, Where'd you get the knowledge? Why?
Absolutely no idea, Deb. I sort of sneak away these little bits and pieces of information, and I have no idea where they come from, and it just becomes one of these things where I happen to know it and I've got no how.
Okay, I can relate to that. I have a lot of information in my brain that I don't remember how it got there, but I can pull it out now and then. But no, that's pretty fascinating because I had no clue. And you know, if I really think about it, I look at this photo and look at one from now, and I think the White House was much more beautiful than the property, everything about it. It's a great, great image.
Yeah, I agree. I just thought it was a real time and place sort of image. The White House sort of sitting there with a creek in front of it and birds and marshy bogs and, you know, the colours. And I just thought, that's really kind of interesting, really, because you don't think of the White House like that now.
One of the underground floors, one of the underground levels, they probably have it exposed as it meanders by.
They probably do. You're probably right. Yeah, you can probably go down and have a look. It was fascinating because the further history of it is that the only reason it was called Tiber Creek is it was named after the river Tiber in Rome, because there was an Italian man that owned a lot of property in this part of Washington, and so he decided to rename the creek after the famous Italian river. But before that, it was called Goose Creek, which I thought was really cute. I was up for it being called Goose Creek the whole time, you see. But it wasn't. It was called Tiber Creek.
I'd like to have not a tour of the White House, but I'd like to be able to go anywhere I want, check it out.
Yeah, I mean, I've never made my way to the White House. I have gone to the Smithsonian and had the tour, and a few other places in Washington, but I haven't actually gone to the White House, so it's on the list.
Yeah, I don't know if they have those kind of tours anymore.
I don't know.
I mean, probably. I might.
They did before COVID. I mean, I've been on the tour all over Washington, D.C. I even ran down the stairs in the Washington Monument.
Get out.
Probably kill me now, but yeah, I rode the elevator up and ran down.
Wow.
They're still looking for you?
What?
They still looking for me?
No, I'm here. I didn't run down by myself, and it was really cool. And you know, you got momentum going for you, and down the steps is easier than up the steps. And at the time, I was totally pain free, so it was just a blast.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you went somewhere you weren't supposed to go.
Not in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. You know, I remember during the Bush, the W. Bush administration, they built another building. I think it's off the West Wing or West Lawn. And they still don't quite know what it is. I think it's a speculation that they have tunnels from the White House to that building. I think they finished construction sometime in Obama's administration, I remember.
All right. Okay. And that was that super.
It's probably a bomb shelter of some sort.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I'll admit I'm pulling a mulligan, Deborah. Dog ate my homework. I can't find it.
Oh, give me a break.
Nah, I don't know where it is. I think I have it on a pad of paper, and I didn't put it in this stupid little phone. I can't find it. So I'll go find one.
Hatter,
sure
I do have a story about steps, following on from Deb's story about steps. I have another story about steps. Yeah?
Okay.
And this one, this story is actually from China. And because we were having a conference in Beijing, and it was decided that it would be a good thing that we go up to see a section of the Great Wall. And so they basically got 5 or 6 coaches, and they basically put us all in them, nice coaches, and we spent a couple of hours in the coaches going up the mountains to get to this point where the Great Wall intersects nearest to Beijing. And they got us all out of the coaches, and to the left was basically alcohol and beer and nibbles, and to the right was where the Great Wall was, and it sort of peeled off to the right. And the Chinese folk didn't really understand us Australians very well. They sort of thought that they didn't have to put any sort of barriers or anything, because if simply they put food and beer down to the left, that's where we'd all go. You know, we certainly wouldn't go up to the right, which was where the wall was, because A, it was getting dark, and B, it seemed like a fairly decent sort of climb. Anyway, they were very wrong, because half of us started immediately jaunting up this bloody piece of the Great Wall up to the first keep and then the second keep that followed it. And they were quite upset about it, because they sort of thought the beer would be enough. But and they were worried about us, because coming on the way down, it's very steep and it's uneven. So the wall steps are basically carved into the mountain, and they're not evenly carved. They're unevenly carved. Some of them are quite steep, you know. We all managed to get down. By that time, a lot of the beer had been drunk, which was a shame. But I was much more excited about going up the wall than I was about getting another serve of beer. And there was another 100 folk who sort of joined us before it got too dark to go too much further. But the wall is unbelievable in terms of it just sort of holds on to this mountain, the best way to describe it. It just literally sort of clings onto it. And the way it's built is quite incredible. And I was probably lucky I didn't kill myself coming down when it was dark. But anyway, we explored the wall. So I've been up the wall partly.
Not in a fun way, huh?
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. The Great Wall of China. And a whole heap of company directors and beer and a group of Chinese.
What a combination.
I know. So hosts were so up. They really, they were chasing after us and yelling, and you know, it's all quite funny, really.
Well, Deborah, do you want to post your piece?
What?
Did you write one?
Oh yeah, I couldn't. Part of your whatever you said broke up. I didn't know what you said. That's all.
Oh, okay. You want to do that? You want to do the collab?
Well, there's my suite. I was just about to say, suite and
there
ADA
we
were. Yeah, we're they were
okay.
Supposed to.
Hello, suite. Sweet.
Sweet. Unmute, darling.
I'm saying hello,
hello
to all
sweet.
Of you, and I'm on mute. Hello.
Well,
hello, gorgeous.
I know. Hey, Pete, we've all been up the wall with you, but maybe not the same wall.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I don't,
well,
I'm sorry.
No, but you didn't chase me up the wall. You didn't chase me up the wall.
I did not chase
you
up the wall.
No.
This is
no.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, I'm home.
I think you're chasing me up the wall. Like
no,
that.
No.
Anyway.
I know. You want to do the collab so that you can start picking apart that photo. How about if we do this? How about if we play Steven's SoundCloud and then we'll give Lady A just a little more time and then she's
okay.
out of luck.
We can do that.
Cool.
We can do that. Are you playing Steven's SoundCloud instead?
I did, yeah. If you don't see it at the top, you just need to refresh.
Yes.
And I have a question. Since I was so late, did you guys see that I put stuff for the Talking Heads in the room?
Yes, and had a red.
You know, I didn't look in the room. I looked at my message. It didn't see any, but I pulled up a bio page anyway.
Hey, Deb.
Hey.
Yeah.
I think AP and Hatter should have a show called The Talking Heads.
Do you?
I think that's perfect.
Interesting. What night of the week, sweet? Ha, ha, ha.
I don't know, but you said that. I just imagined there were little bobbleheads in the room.
Bobbleheads.
I like the idea of a bobblehead.
We'll get our own bobbleheads.
Well, particularly if it had an Australian accent, Hatter.
Yeah, that's Stevens.
Proper accent, like. You know.
We'll have them there in the studio, in the front window, the bobbleheads.
I think that works for me. I have found, bobble
your head.
Yes.
Bobble your head. Like a bobblehead.
It's bubbling. It's bubbling.
Oh, I get it. Funny.
You just can't see it. That's radio. You know. I mean, you know, I can bobble till the cows come blue and nobody's going to see it. But I'm just telling you, I'm bubbling. So anyway, that's what works.
But it's
blue anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry?
So the cow doesn't turn blue anymore.
Yeah.
There's a radio joke.
Sweet.
Went with the bobble.
AP,
I'm going to put Stephen's poem on board, Deb. Is that's where we are now?
Yep.
Yes.
Excellent. Righto. I wonder if it's got bubbling heads. Oh, we'll soon find out. Here we go.
Life's Erosion by Stephen 76. The waves of time wash over me like the tides of the ocean, each crest taking a piece of my youth. And it is an unstoppable, destructive force, relentlessly gnawing away. Ultimately, like a house built on lakeside property, I will fall into the sea, and I will be no more. End poem.
Time. You're young. When you're young, time is a friend. At what point in your life did they show that you realized time was no longer your friend?
I have a theory about that, Hatter.
Do you?
It's when you put so many candles on the birthday cake for your birthday that it sets off the fire alarm.
Okay, that's about right.
After which time, you decide that your birthday will be represented by one, two, or maybe three candles, but it not by the actual number of your birthday.
Yeah, so they got those candles now that have the frickin' number on it. You know, on. Yeah.
That's it.
Shoot the bat.
Yep.
No, that's about
yep,
right,
you know,
though. That's about right.
That? No, but the other piece about that, Hatter, is it means that you don't have the embarrassment of not being able to blow out the number of candles of your age because you don't have enough breath anymore.
That's true.
Or admitting the oxygen tank you got with you isn't a good idea to have flames around.
That's true, Hatter. Very true. So it looked like Stephen sort of was sort of being all existential on us, wasn't he, really, in the sense of, you know, he sort of was like sort of sand on the beach, and he sort of ended up falling into the sea, and then he was no more.
Yeah, and I liked, especially at the beginning, each crest taking a piece of my youth. It was really, really deep for such a brevity, and the ending is like really hard hitting. I think he did excellent with this one.
Yeah, it works. It works because it's unusual for Stephen as well.
Yeah, Stephen's got his style is ever changing, and you can tell by the poem itself whether he's written it somewhat recently or over the last couple years that he's been here, because he uses a lot more metaphors and stuff. And he's gotten extremely comfortable with his pen, and it shows in his writes. But this one, as a two-year-old, is like even more wow, because up until when his wife introduced him to the poetry site, he wasn't really a poet. So that's saying a lot about the power in this piece.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I agree.
Yep. Stages.
Stages, Heather?
Yeah, Stages. You know, when I first met Stephen, he would say that, I remember him saying that somebody had said that he wrote in one dimension. He only knew one way.
Right.
That's basically, besides some of his humorous ones, that I noticed. Then he started pulling things out of the vault, and I go, wait a minute. You know how to do this. Look at me.
Yeah.
So he surprised me. He was a little more versed in writing than I gave credit for at the beginning of our friendship.
There you go. No, I agree. He certainly has got a lot more breadth and scope, and his use of metaphor is completely different from what it was.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so I see her, Lady A, up in the window that says she just logged in.
Right.
Send her a message. So we'll give her another minute. And because of the segue of Stephen's poem and the similarity with mine, I'll put that up there. And if she doesn't call by the time I read this, then we'll grab the brevity so that we can have some fun with that other one. Is that cool? Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I have a brevity, too.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Well, this one, coincidentally, is also 2 years old. It's called A Wet Chapel Hymn with Seaweed Song. Here we go. One. Seagulls soar and teardrops spill in saltwater donations to the sea. Wing feathers swing as a quill drops, landing on the shoreline sands by me. If the sky rains down white messages to spiral, and my tally stands at 3. Darkness holds the light by the throat, clamping tight, blocking every swallow. Ice builds inside my veins and bloats, freezer burn, cracking spaces hollow. 3. Waves crash at my feet as tides climb, churning a splash in Yank Symphony. Ocean grips tight as the breezes whisper the goodbye to me. Moon washes beaches, triggering undertows, sinking and shaking. Stuttered heartbeat skips into the green water tomb. Body tumbles and slips. End poem.
Nice.
We are chilly tonight.
I know, right?
Oh, man.
Wow. Moon washes beaches, triggers under toes, sinking and shaking, steadying heartbeat. Green water. If you're a sailor, do you see green water? Supposedly that's a hurricane coming. or a tropical storm.
Got it.
You want to turn around. This is very good, Deb.
Thanks, Heather.
Now, this is the 1, 2, 3 thing. That's a vinaigrette. Or what is it?
Yes, it's vinaigrette.
Vignette.
I like vinaigrette.
It's vinaigrette, yes.
Vinaigrette. Oh, by chasing the day. Oh. Castle of Sam, by chasing the day. Was this a tribute to the poet?
I think it was the prompt. Geez, I don't know. His poem's 8 years old, and I wrote mine a couple years ago. And I'm trying to see. Okay. It was had something to do with one of the Wheel of Fortune games for Sarah Allott. His prompt was poem was the prompt for that. For number 5 of Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
Right.
I didn't know the poet before this poem.
No, Deb. The
yes, dear.
Number 3, Waves Crash at My Feet as Tides Climb, Churning a Splash and Yank Symphony, Ocean Grips Tight as the Breezes Whisper the Goodbye to Me. When I was very young, I almost drowned, and this scares the hell out of me. Yeah, Churning Splash and Yank Symphony. Because all I can remember is, like, jumping. My feet would hit this rock, and I gently, like, push up, but I could never quite reach the top. And that's just how it felt. Like, you'd splash in, and it would pull you down. Splash in and pull you down. And that splash and yank, holy, that just gives me the chills. That's crazy. Moonwashed beaches turning on your toes. Very, very visible.
Thank you, sweet. I'm sorry for your scary experience. I was lucky enough that the only time I've been yanked on by the undertow was in knee-deep water, so it wasn't really as detrimental as it sounded for you. Pretty damn scary.
Yeah, my mother also,
back,
which was almost drowned in a river with feared water. So we were really young. We taught how to swim, threw us in a pool.
Yep.
I slipped off. Off the fishing dock.
Oh, did you?
How old were you?
How quiet it is in here.
I know.
It's a worry.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But it does have a stark emotional, like, in your face appeal to it. I really enjoy it. Green water tube.
Yeah, you've got to watch the rain water. Now, Deb, it would appear as if we have yet to get Lady A.
This is true. So what should we do? I don't see her lit there anymore, so maybe she didn't see the message. Okay, well.
Read me.
Let's read Hatter and Sweet, and then we'll do the collab. How's that?
That works for me.
Stones of Ocean Graves. Oh, you want to go, Sweet?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet first, then Hatter, was what I heard.
Okay. Pictures up there, Sweet.
Oh.
I was thought we were reading you.
Okay, Stones of Ocean Graves. Goes like this. My empty rooms are full today, clouded frames painted blue, silent waves reflecting skies, troubled ships come into view. Teardrops stream upon my shore, falling to my knees. Quicksands found along the dunes, shadowed from the trees. Grasped for everlasting fear, the pains to ease my days. Promises the end draws near, the names on ocean graves. Whoa.
Nice.
Oh. I believe this is the one, this is close to the one that I wrote the lady that asked me to, if she could give the poem to the crew that saved her son's life in the North Sea.
Wow.
It was the time that I wrote it. And I wrote one very similar to it and told her she could have it. She was going to present it to the crew. And I remember talking to her last time I talked to her. She got very, very choked up. I couldn't hear her, but I'm pretty sure she was crying.
Wow.
So maybe my poem's on some rescue squad's wall on the shore of the North Sea somewhere.
I wouldn't doubt it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I swore I'd never forget who that was, but I cannot remember.
I know, and I remember you telling us the story at our last gig, and I can't remember either.
Yeah.
Oh, and Sky is in the studio.
Get out of here.
Sky.
What's Sky?
Hello, Sky.
I'm unmuted.
How are you, Scott?
Yes, you are.
Wow.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sweet, well, go ahead and put yours up, and then we'll do the collab. Or Sweet, or Sky, how are you doing for time? Or
I can wait for Sweet. I was kind of hoping to not stay too long, but I can stay for, like,
okay.
I can wait for Sweet. I can wait for a collab. I guess I can just wait for
okay.
those two. But
okay.
Perfect.
She's going to be disappointed because she already heard this one, but she's just going to have to deal. I love you. All right. This is Love is Done. Antiquated mirror on the wall shatters into oblivion. Shards of glass slice the serpent's hissing tongue. Tell no tales of happy ever after to the young. Cobalt white waves rise on moonlit beach, lips to ear, a kiss and beer can bonfire alibi. A sandcastle falls in ocean tides. Bloody puddle flashes fresh with salty drool as fingers held hostage by golden band. Splash into the maggot-filled crimson pool. As honey drips from sultry lips, bright red fingerprints on white roses drip from silk stockings hidden in wrapped gifts. Peonies, perception, perfection on display. Decaying flowers discarded, thrown away. Begin and end on wedding day. 24 hours, love is done. End poem.
You know, there was a part in here that I have to point out. Cobalt waves rise on moonlit beach, lips to ear, a kiss, a beer can fire. See, what that does,
it's
when you,
can of beer.
You enter the beer close to the rhyme of the first line. It satisfies that rhyme in your head, so you can introduce can bonfire alibi. That's very clever. Very clever.
Pretty powerful, too. There's a really deep sadness in there. 24 hours, and it's done. And where was the ring? I know there was a ring. I'm trying to find it. I hate when that happens. The golden band, there it is. Bloody puddle flesh is fresh with salty drool as fingers held hostage by a golden band splash into the maggot-filled crimson pool. Golden hostage by the golden band, which, you know, you would assume trapped in the circumstance that you don't want to be in anymore. And I, on a side note, I bet you this guy never expected that we'd have a poem about moving water and find some maggots there. I thought that part made me giggle because I knew it would get to Sky. But that one set, I keep going back to it, The Hostage by the Golden Band. That one is just so deeply sad. Yeah. It's like so powerful.
Thank you. You know, I just named that style for you, CP. We're calling it Flyby Rhyme.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I have my own style now, Flyby Rhyme.
Flyby Rhyme. Yep.
You
do?
Flyby Rhyme by CP.
Sky, you want to put yours up? Sure.
Maybe comment on Sweetie, if I may.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought this was wonderful. And I don't mind hearing it again. I absolutely love it. And, you know, the bloody puddle of flesh, I know that I said the opening lines were my favorite, but they are, because we already discussed why they are. But I also, you know, like I don't get enough maggots from death. Like, now you got to bring him in here, too. I guys are killing me. but that bringing in that rot, and I just thought, you know what's funny is that you go from this flash into the maggot-filled crimson pool, and then you switch gears completely as honey drips from sultry lips. So there's quite a vast change in it, and it just goes wonderfully together. The white roses and the silk stockings hidden in wrapped gifts. I thought this was brilliantly written. I did enjoy listening to it twice. Really, really well done. And you can listen to the collab, so I can wait for that. Maybe.
Cool. And on a side note, Sky, I think I have sufficiently chased away your morbid deterrent.
I know.
Yeah, because now instead of cringing when I say maggots, you actually giggle. So my work here is done. Just saying.
Yeah.
And none of you.
There was that write you did the other day, Deb, and I didn't even want to scroll down. It was really bad. It was, I closed my eyes. It was terrible. What was that? Oh, you had like a gift or a picture or something down below, and the poem itself was cringe, and I was like, oh, what was that? Do you remember what I'm talking about? And I was like, no. And that was like,
I don't know.
Maybe
it was, no, I don't know. Maybe the cake for Kay from Hello Kitty? I don't know. No,
it's
not that. No.
I'll remember. Like, okay. 2 o'clock in the morning when I'm trying to sleep.
It couldn't have been the cute little elf on the shelf skeleton that tasted like chicken. I don't know.
I don't know. There was something at the bottom, and you actually told me, you were like, don't scroll down. We'll remember.
All righty then.
Good work. I think we're ready for the collab, Deb.
Okay, sorry. It was driving me nuts. I don't know what. Okay, anyway. This amazing photo is by an artist named Ron Manges. And although the picture is fascinating, I really wish he would have disclosed his legend somewhere, but he didn't. Anyway, this is the collab from AP and Hatter's Lines, and it's called Scrambled Beetles with Bacon on Toast. Here we go. Weeping strings when others scream, played by octopi, has left the ears for the benefit of a windy kite. I saw her standing here. Penny Lane leads to your door, marching down the golden road in clubs of red and black. It's a long and winding road, and still they lead me back. Watching clouds that act as shrouds, shading lonely hearts from me to you, leads me here. Holding on to hands in foreign lands, finding that the walrus never disappear. Blackbirds grow from jacks to crows, seeking a girl to save. Now the blackbird flies today. As Demeter reader tries to feed her, then she bites her. So I'll be on my way. By sleeping hounds in final rounds that seen hole in the road before, digging graves they never save, but filling holes of gold, and they too lead me to your door, with an alien that waves, swallowing graves, thinking about things to come, offering tea upon his knees on the floor. Hello, rain. Goodbye, washed away, the many times I've been alone, and then pigs run free on an anniversary, chasing nines in time again. The yellow submarines I've tried, and Norwegian wood I've tried too, laying eight picks down without a sound, adding days to nights as they do. Anyway, you'll never know that the long winding road leads me back to you. End poem.
So I heard you handed in 18 lines, AP.
Well, that was short.
That's exactly what I said. They were short little lines.
They were short. And they fitted with the long and winding road, Hatter.
Yes, okay.
I'll
just give you the business because I got notes. I got notes saying, I need some more from you. Okay. Let's see.
Anyway.
What'd we share? Well, Sky. Let's say Sky. What do you think?
Oh yeah, I knew it was the Beatles. I knew it when she said it on when she was plugging the show. When she was talking about the song lyrics, I bet it's the Beatles. I thought this was really, really clever. I'm glad I was right. I'm very excited. So this is I was right. I should have placed my bet on some money. But this is really great. Penny Lane leads to your tour, marching down the golden road. I really was going to say the Beatles, but I didn't want to give away, just in case I was right, I didn't want to give away the secret, you know, but I was like, I bet it's the Beatles. I thought it was really clever how you brought in all these, and the blackbirds grow from the jack to crow seeking the girl to save. I really thought this one is really, really cohesive, and the fact that it's like from lines and titles and shadows and homages, that's not even the right word. I don't even know what's happening, but I thought this was really, really clever. And I really, hello rain, washed away the many times I've ever been alone. And there's a storyline, a message. This is so much stuff, I can't even believe it. You guys kind of melded this together in a three-way right here with not only storyline, but cohesive transition. Quite clever, and I was right, and I'm very excited. And Deb, the title of that scary poem is on the board.
Yeah, cool. So, Deb, how easy or hard was it? Was it on the scale of past pieces?
Well, I think that this one runs around the middle. Because of the lengths and the difference, like, I don't know. I move, a lot of times what I'll do is I sit down and I try to first pair up what you write to what AP writes and make them make sense. And then I try to put those couplets all together, like puzzle pieces. Once I pair them, I might change where they fall, but I don't usually take the pair apart and switch them, and I did that a couple times in this one. So it was more trial and error than usual.
Yeah.
But it was still cool.
I think you need to be able to do that. No problem.
Need to be able to do what, interchange them once I did them?
You know, just a little bit, just to make it, like you said, more cohesive.
Yeah. Sometimes it looks like it goes there, and then I'll get down. Like, for an example, you both concentrated on the road a little bit, so I had to find a way to break the road up where it wasn't all clumped together. So we got the road a little in the beginning, and we got the road a little towards the middle, and then we end up back down that road. So that, somehow or another, it always seems to work, but there were a few more switches than normal.
Cool.
And I think I made it harder for you this week, Deb.
Say that again.
I think I made it harder for you this week, just the way that I wrote the lines in sync with the song that I chose. I think that made it harder than some of the others.
Well, I don't know, AP, because I don't usually leave your lines intact. So even when you go spot on perfection with the right flow, I still wound up breaking it up. I don't know that I would say that it was harder because of that. Maybe because Hatter used a lot of his internal rhyme, long rhyme lines, and it felt like it was overpowering some of your little lines. But in some of the cases, I put a couple of your little lines together and made it, like, for example, the Yellow Submarine I've tried and the Norwegian Wood I've tried too. Those are two of your lines, but they fit to where I needed them to. So, I mean, it always works out. So, no, I wouldn't say that it was your fault. It was just a little different.
Okay. So, other than the perfection of the poem itself and the great rhyme and the hilarious stories you have in here, like being bit by the blackbird and all that fun stuff and offering tea upon his knees and the alien that way swallowing graves, which reminds me of a Blondie song.
Rapture.
I love the cold light. Isn't it? Thank you. Totally reminded me of that. I don't know why, but it does. Holding hands in foreign lands, finding the walrus never disappear. How many of the songs from the picture are actually in the poem without the two of you knowing it?
Now, I didn't try at all to get a title in, so you probably find none of mine for me.
I don't know if either one of you tried. I'm just wondering if there were.
Yeah. Well,
AP's is jam-packed with song titles, and then he threaded them in sort of like a almost a parody to The Long and Winding Road. And then Hatter totally went off and just went with the telling me what he sees in the photo. And he saw enough of the things that he zoned in on, that AP pulled into his poem that made them fit. And it seems to be what they always do, you know.
Cool.
Yeah. Now, we were going to, we got Skies still, right?
Yes.
Do you have a poem, Sky?
Yes, I do.
Can you
put that on the
board?
So you guys heard of a pig on a spit?
Hold on 1 second. Let's say hello to the Queen of Canada.
Hello.
See about the
carriage. What are we doing, kids?
We are about to listen to Scott her poem because she has to go, and then we were going to make some guesses on the photo, I believe, but just sit tight for a moment so that we can let Sky read and run.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You've heard pigs on a spit. You heard pigs on a blanket. Sky doesn't do humor much, so I hope you enjoy this. It's water, and you were just talking about pigs over there. In the poem, there was a pig, so it's all relative. This is called Pigs in a Swim. Not in a spit or a blanket, but I Sky Darko. Thirsting as pretty pink pigs in blankets. At an apple roast or smoke feast or even in banquet. But have you ever heard of a pig on an island swim? One with plenty of London and distillers cut gin. I even think they put a good Plymouth on the rock. Geneva, Bombay, Sapphire, and Smith on dock. They laze in a haze of Tanqueray craft, juniper water waving high to old Tom and hitting on his daughter. They soak in the Centre Roku of resin flower blue, toast to St. George and Tom Vixen, 1651, dry gin too. And when Switzerland monkeys cut in on the action, they turn them away in spirit to a tamer attraction. Yes, pigs in a swim sure do know the best tonic mixers and shamelessly flaunt the Merlot and Pinot Grigio elixirs. So next time you venture to Tropical Island Holiday, be sure to catch a glimpse of these pigs in Gin City, Bombay. Gin City Bay. Sorry. I'm turning into a gremlin. It's after 12 o'clock, and I'm ready. I'm done. I woke up really early for sunflower festivals, and I literally walked about 18 million miles chasing two children. I'm sorry. There you go.
Now, I remember a report of the, I don't know if it was a Sports Illustrated swimsuit shoot or if it was part of the Next Top Model or one of these reality shows where the girls were out swimming and all these pigs started coming out and they were swimming towards them and they started biting them, the girls.
Yeah.
They were chopping them.
They were just nipping at them or something. They dive in. Chase the girls around. They say, oh, look at the little pigs. And they start biting them. Just saying.
Oh, shit.
All right. Sky, this is really cool. And I was kind of taken by I think that they're pretty drunk by now, we got gin and we've got. I swear I saw some wine. Wait a minute, Pinot Grigio elixirs. Yeah, elixirs. Well, the way I figured it, by the time I was done, I'm picturing Mom and Dad Piggy are really, really drunk. So baby piglets are eating ice cream and watching those drunks and laughing. And if you look on your comment line, I put a piglet eating ice cream. It's the cutest thing ever. But your poem's awesome.
Thank you.
There's nothing like a poem about pigs and gin in the bay. I mean, what's not to like, Sky? I mean, you know, it's a classic late night poem, really. Bring on the crack one.
Thank you, Anthony.
Have you guys ever been to a pig?
All right.
Well, it sounds like Easter at my house. Ham and gin.
Yeah, but they have a pit that they dress it all up good and all that stuff, and they put it in a pit to cook under, like, in the ground.
Are you in a pig roast?
Yeah. A pig.
So I have a funny story. So the first pig roast I ever went to, I was 13. My parents, my mother held it. It was a huge party. Like both sides of the family came. And I was 13, yes. And it was the first time I ever drank like alcohol and got like drunk. I know that's young, but I'm gonna really young. The first time. So it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny that you mentioned pig roast, and that was the first time that I ever I got really sick. I like woke up in the tub. My mother's like, "What are you doing?" My sisters and I, who were like slipping drinks the whole party. And we didn't drink that much, but, I mean, we didn't take that much.
So, yeah.
And I remember I was so sick the next day. And then for a long time, I wouldn't drink anything coconut rum for, like, years and years and years. And then as an adult, I realized I do like it. But it was just that first experience that I was just like, no.
Yeah. That ruined so an episode like that ruined it for me for red wine. I was about the same age.
Thank
you guys so much. I'm gonna go to bed. I'm like dying over here. Thank you.
Do you have anything to prove?
Hope you guys can. Guys, thank you for stopping by. Bye.
Enjoy.
I have kicking me out. I've got a show, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time next Saturday at 8 p.m. Demolition Man. If you guys ever seen it, it's movies you did not know were comics, and you could write about any scenes, characters. There is one rule: I do not want any police political poems at all. Whatsoever. It's just fun hanging out with the movie. If you like, this is a very funny movie. So also, just to another little additive, volumes 7 and 8 are both out of Storyboard Special Edition. I am doing a few months in a row because I have way too many prompts up my sleeve and then causing me too much anxiety because they're starting to pile up. So we're going to be doing 2 months in a row. Go pick them out before they get taken. Yeah, I know. I'm like, I gotta start kicking these out. I'm never gonna have them. Never gonna be able to get them all out. But yeah. So I really love them. I really love those ones. But yeah, Deb's already got two. Sweet's already got two. Go check them out. All right, thank you guys.
Night.
So I have a good one.
Bye.
Night. Oh, Lady A, do you have a poem on vaguely on topic?
Well, I'm quite mixed up. I thought it was water, and I submitted one, but
it
I did
is?
Have a half-assed list of Beatles songs,
it
too.
It is
water.
No, we've got... There's lots of Beatles songs that have lots of stuff to do with water, but the main theme is water, Lady A. So if you have something that is about water, then we want to see it.
It's across the water.
So do you want me to put it in the room, or because it's
I think that would be lovely. Thank you.
Okay. You're right.
I don't see it on the topic board, so I can't put it there for you, dear heart.
Oh, I wonder what happened to that now.
Boy, just 2 days, 3 days ago, I was not taking any meds. Look at all these pills.
You got a whole heap of them head up?
Soliloquy. I want to see the green.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's in the room there now.
Perfect.
Let's see. Yes.
And it's called Sweet Addiction. And that picture I love because that's how I feel when I get in the water, that I'm actually under the water and I can see up to the surface. This is a picture that
mm-hmm.
I can see my... in all the time, and you're living there and just taking it all in. Anyway, this is called Sweet Addiction. The sea the sea, the beautiful sea, is part of my being, the very soul of me. Feet grounded in sand connects all energy, refreshes, rejuvenates, restores, re-inspires me. Sun's rays ripple through the depths, lights the leagues of long-sunk wrecks, drawn to the waves as sister moon controls ebb and flow, floating on the swells. I am goddess Namu, or Jacques Cousteau. Enveloped in my domain, the breath of life becomes unfurled. Aquatic dancers hypnotically sway in a watery world. Graceful does my seaweed dress sail the hydrosphere amid all creatures of the sea without the slightest fear. Alas, I must come up for air. My prune-like skin needs repair. Oceans, seas, everywhere, plea, we strengthen our affair. In poem.
So, buy you a jacuzzi and you're a happy, happy Namu.
Not like the bee.
That's how she lives at Mother Nature's jacuzzi. She doesn't really need one.
Alas, he must come up for air. My prune-like skin. Do you know why our skin prunes?
Yes.
Like it does. You do?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. AP, what about, do you guys know?
Did you get me out of?
May I?
Yeah.
Even my...
Yeah, go right in. Go right in.
So let's say you're in the water too long, and you can look at it different ways, and I'm going to go by the way of osmosis, so that when you have greater concentration of particles on one side will be absorbed by the other side that has less particles. So in the case of salt water, for example, your body will suck that in and you'll have actually be the opposite. You'd have bloating. If it was fresh water, you would absorb the water and you would be swollen, and in salt water it's the opposite. So you shrink a little bit, and that would include your fingers. Now I think that's how it goes, but
now
what happens is that your grip tends to be slippery when wet, so your skin sort of increases with the folds to gain more ability to grab things like other fish, kind of thing,
like the treads on the car tires. For traction, yeah. That's the way I heard it. Where it makes your grip better.
So can somebody explain to me...
I'm sorry.
I misunderstood the instruction for this night in the poetry. I was under the impression it was to be anything to do with moving water.
It does.
Yeah.
And then the Beatles thing came in. So how does that play?
That was the clause.
Well, because from the beautiful poem, not the water.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Because and we all got to read a poem about water.
From Deb for the collaboration, Lady A. That's how the Beatles got in there.
Yeah, I got my list, but it's small. It's only about, I don't know, 20 songs on it. I was trying to go just by looking at the pictures, but without looking up the songs, because I wanted to see how many I could recognize on my own without looking up the songs. But
Yeah, I didn't have the list in front of me either, Lady A. I just went by what I could do.
But Hatter, there wasn't a list. I took your guesses and AP's guesses.
But I could have had the catalog of Beatle list in front of me to look at the titles and then try to find that. So.
Well, it was more fun to try to figure them out without looking.
Okay.
But like I said, AP had the most guesses, and I took his guesses and my guesses. I cross-referenced them all and then alphabetized them, and instead of 70, we had 76, which means six of the answers that we came up with are not in this photo.
Mm.
Now, I think right off the bat, I know what one is. But anyway, what I thought would make it fun is if we just go around the room and point one out. For example, to start with the most easy one you see there, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. I'll take that one and then just go around the room until we figure out what all 70 are and figure out which six we can eliminate. My one thought, though, just make it so that there's only 75. AP had put three cool cats. And Hatter, are those cats, what made you say give peace a chance? Hatter?
Yeah. Give peace a chance.
What led you to the title, give peace a chance? Was it because they all have the peace signs on
their necks? That was one of the last ones. It was one of the last ones I think I picked.
Yeah, I was just wondering which photo section brought you to that title.
I'm trying to find it right now. I don't see it. I might have listed that on with the I Want to Hold Your Hand picture too, because I don't see anything else. Give peace a chance. Peace. I don't see it. And that was
okay,
one of my
so we'll
36.
We'll put that to the side for the moment. And like I said, just for the sake of getting it started, I put Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And we all agree that that's what that photo represents, correct?
Yes.
Sure. Yes.
Okay, so that's definitely one on the list. So I'm going to step in the green for a moment. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, shoot. Good piece of chance. Is that good by another title?
That was a
title
song,
yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
I only got about 20 songs, but I didn't really take a whole lot of time to do it, to tell you the truth, so I was slacking. But I got Sergeant Pepper, Lucy in the Sky, Yellow Submarine, I'm a Walrus, Strawberry Fields, 8 Days a Week, Across the Universe, Rocky Raccoon, All You Need Is Love, Wild Honey Pie, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Long and Winding Road, and The Octopus's Party. I think that's what it's called. And here
Octopus's
comes
Garden.
Garden. And Here Comes the Sun. Those are the ones that I had so far.
Yeah.
So, sorry about that. We have another. So sorry. We have G. Lars with us. He's taking a peek at the board.
Okay.
Either AP or Hatter, skip me this time around. I guess AP, start with you because you're the first one in the studio, and then it's you, Hatter, Sweet, me, Lady A, Lars.
Okay.
Up
in the sort of middle section, slightly towards the left, there's this blue thing that's broken, and for me, that was the glass onion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see the glass onion.
Yep.
Everybody.
Well, I'll pick the Helter Skelter. The building.
Yep.
And what is 40. That?
Helter Skelter, the slide.
What
the amusement park slide, Helter Skelter. On the left border.
I'm starting to sorry, you guys. I'm going to have to go.
Underneath Strawberry
I'm
Field.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, buddy. Good
night.
I hope you're okay. Thanks for
Thanks.
Calling.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lady A.
And I'm still not understanding Helter Skelter.
Helter Skelter. Under Strawberry Fields, there's a castle-looking thing. That's a Helter Skelter.
Oh, okay. Looks kind of like a lighthouse with a sliding board wrapped around it or something.
Yeah, it's an amusement park ride that kids climb up the middle and slide on the slide on the outside. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Helter Skelter.
Okay, I didn't know what that was doing. And I don't think I had anything at all for that, so okay.
No, I didn't either.
So for
I
the
didn't
moment,
look at what it was.
Okay. So now we have three. Sweet's turn.
Four, no one. The four with the one crossed out.
Yep.
The what?
The four and then the one crossed out. Four, no one.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
It's kind of like almost 4-0-1. Bottom left, I believe.
Four,
the right way.
Four,
kind of middle, maybe left.
Okay, sweet. What's the title?
Yes. 4-0-1.
4-0-1. Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, AP's turn, or?
Or is it Deb's?
I think Laura's might be on, but wait a minute. I sort of went out of place the first time, so I'll get back in the right spot
okay.
On the way back.
Okay. Lars?
Lars, did you want to make a guess?
This is G. Lars. Obviously, in the top. Panel left. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Top left.
That is very true, but that was the first. Yeah. You weren't here. That was the first one called out. Do you see another one?
No. I've been trying. Little Piggies.
No
I see Little
no
Piggies.
Problem.
Yeah, I know you've got Little Piggies. Little Piggies is a tick.
Little
yep.
Piggies.
Yep.
That's a good one. Yeah,
yep.
Piggies is a
Nobody
good one.
Nobody took Little
okay.
Piggies?
Not yet.
No,
yeah.
No, you've got
single.
Piggies.
1 point for
piggies,
me.
So that's good.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
We've only guessed
okay.
like five. We've only guessed like five so far.
Yeah.
And there's 70? This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll
cool.
Going.
It'll go
okay.
faster than you think. So we're back to AP.
Maybe not. Right next to Sweet's one is a person on a little slope with a strange looking hat on. I think that's Fool on the Hill.
Yeah, Fool on the Hill. Yep. And I'll pick the one underneath the Helter Skelter slide as the guy in the ocean help.
Okay, that's fair.
So who's after me?
Okay, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. That was Fool on the Hill was number six. What did you say, Hatter?
The guy in the ocean, you know, for help underneath the Helter Skelter slide.
Help. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. That's number seven. Second. Okay. And now I'm back in. No, it's Sweet's turn.
Okay, the bee, see the bee on the top?
Mm-hmm.
His little sign, because he has a cause. That's because.
Because. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
I
hey,
that was good, Barbie.
Awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
I see that.
Maybe we should do like maybe three each for each
yeah.
turn.
Yeah, pick another
sure.
one.
Sure, okay.
Boy.
Well, as soon as we get back to you, we'll do three each. How about that?
Okay.
Let's
okay.
finish the one.
That's
since okay. Good. Okay. So that's sweet. Okay. Well, I thought this one was really clever. If you look towards the center right, you see the dog with the Z's over his head. And he's a
mm-hmm.
golden retriever, and he's golden dream. Dreamer? Golden dreamer?
Golden dreams. Golden dreams.
Yep.
Golden Slumbers is the name
slumber,
of the song.
Golden,
golden
slumber.
Slumbers.
Yeah,
yeah yep. That's what my guess is for the dog.
Okay.
And
Lars.
Lars.
Oh, yeah, okay. I have one, but saying that I have to do three the next time around, that's really just, you're just showing off
well,
at this
they,
point.
They
but I do have
yeah,
one.
You haven't had as much time to look at it as I
It's sticking with my animal theme. My last guess was piggies. I see the walrus in the lower left in the bathroom there. There is I am the walrus.
Yes,
sir. All right.
Ding.
I
okay.
agree.
Okie doke.
Now we need to
right up on the top. Is it me? I think it's me. Right up on the top right, there's the red tree with the Norwegian flag. So clearly that's Norwegian wood. And
yeah,
there's then a... Yeah. So then there's
agreed.
A person leaving with a suitcase, and I thought that was leaving home with the house behind. And then there's...
Yeah.
And then there's a blue and white bird next to her, and I thought that was bluebird.
Yep. Okay, I'll go... let's go to the other side of the... to the left, center. She came into the bathroom window. Here comes the sun above that, and Mean Mr. Mustard.
Yes. Yes, definitely Mean Mr. Mustard. Absolutely.
Hold one second, just... Not. All right, leaving home, there's 11 in the region wood, leaving home. What was your third one, AP? I'm sorry.
Bluebird,
okay. Number 13. Okay, now, I'm sorry, Hatter, tell me yours again real quick.
She came in through the bathroom window. Here comes the sun. And Mean Mr. Mustard.
Okay. Got them.
Sweet.
I agree. Now, can I ask a question, though? Where did you get Here Comes the Sun from?
I'm right above the window. Right above the window. Came through the bathroom window.
Okay, now I think of that one as I'll follow the sun.
I think
that's
where I am.
Okay, yeah,
right.
Very good. So let me pick it. I'll pick another one. I'll pick Penny Lane.
Okay.
1 cent lane.
Okay. Now wait a minute. Let me take away.
Yeah.
Here Comes the Sun is not the one. It is I'll Follow the Sun. And you took
yeah.
Penny Lane. I agree with that one. And that is, why is it Penny Lane? Where, I mean? What, tell me
Penny
where is
Lane,
Penny Lane?
One set lane. The pole next to me, Mr. Mustard.
Gotcha. Okay.
Street zone. Okay.
Got it. Cool.
Okay, sweet.
Now I'm reading sweet.
So middle right, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club.
Band. Yeah.
Our Lonely Hearts Band. Sorry. I was looking at the club.
I agree with that one, yeah.
Right above him is the Rocky Raccoon.
I agree.
What was the other one I was looking at? Of course, I lost it. Oh, Paperback Writer.
There you go.
Never mind. I can't say that one because if I say where I see it, then I'll give away another two. And I don't want to do that. So, trying to tell you where it is without saying another thing.
We're not going to beat anyone, so go ahead and say that thing.
Yeah.
To help.
It's right by the weeping, my guitar gently weep.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see the paperback?
Yeah, Paperback Writer is under the weeping guitar.
And I'm going to mark out While My Guitar Gently Weeps also. And anybody who doesn't think one is right or something, shout out. It is my turn. Okay. Now, how about, where is it? Okay, let's go with another easy one. Sun King.
Yep.
Sun with the crown.
Okay.
And how about birthday is the cake with the cookies?
Yep.
Yep.
I was going to say that.
I'm sorry.
Hey, can I say one? Just to the left of that is a yellow submarine above the four guys' heads, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Yep.
Let me mark that down. And my third one is how about, Strawberry Fields.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, and you got two more coming at you, Lauren.
No, Strawberry Fields to the left. I don't see anything more at the moment.
Okay.
I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Well, no worries. We're just trying to have to get figured this out.
I'm cheating, so it's okay.
Oh, you're cheating. Okay.
I have a partner.
Partners are okay. As long as we figure out what these 70 are, it's all good. And now we have three from AP.
I have a phone-a-friend here.
Cool. Hello, phone-a-friend.
I have one.
Okay.
Okay.
Just Below the Piggies is Bang Bang Maxwell Silver Hammer.
Yep, very good.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, okay.
We should just shout them out now. We don't need Cora. Aloha.
Well,
aloha is hello and goodbye.
That's brilliant.
Okay, is it AP's?
Is it AP or something? Yeah.
No, no.
I'm here.
I was going to go above the octopus with the little poster, which is for the benefit of Mr. Kite.
What is that?
Yeah.
That's not Beatles, is it?
That's the Christmas garden. Okay.
Just to the right of that, is that Admiral Halsey having a cup of tea?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's an admiral. I had another look, and I had a cup of tea.
And a butter pie.
Hands
and
across
a plate
the
of
water.
Pie. Oh, there you go. Hands across the water.
That's the one. Okay.
Are we up to what, 35, 40? How close are we to 70?
Halfway.
We're not quite halfway.
I tried to take notes, but I've given up at this point.
That's okay. I'm just putting numbers next to the ones we call out. I have a list of what we think they might be. So.
Holy crap! I didn't
okay,
know
cool.
that would be a long time. All right, I got one from.
Oh, I've got a bunch.
I think I got the longest song title.
Okay.
But I didn't know it was a Beatles song, so I'm not taking credit. Everybody's got something to hide except me and my monkey.
Yes, me and
yep.
my monkey.
Real,
that's
real.
Title. Me and my monkey.
Yep.
And above that, Michelle. My bill.
Yeah, again, this is not for me.
I got one right in the middle as a Meter Maid.
It's lovely, Rita.
Yep.
Meter
yeah.
Maid.
Okay, Rita.
Yep.
Meter Maid.
You got Revolution underneath the monkey's paw.
Oh.
And where's the other one? Oh, I'll carry that weight in the clouds there under the B.
Yep. With the green.
Number nine.
The green jersey.
Number
yep.
nine. That's number nine. The White Album. And From Me to You.
This game would be much funner if we involved shots.
If we want?
Probably.
Yes, it should definitely be a drinking game.
It should be.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to 40 shots.
I'd like to point out some that I don't know what it is. Maybe you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
What's the guy in the bottom with his pockets pulled out?
Ain't got no money.
Is that it?
Money can't buy me love.
Can't buy me love.
Love on
right.
Can't
buy me love.
The guest
yeah,
from
money
the other, the guest from my silent partner is Lonely Hearts Club.
Okay, what about the benefit above the octopus?
Where is the Lonely Hearts Club?
That's for the benefit of Mr. Kite. Heather?
It's what?
For the benefit of Mr. Kite.
Oh, okay. And got Rita, oh goodbye, monkey.
Tomorrow.
How about the bear running from the bear on the path next to the Eiffel Tower? What's that one?
The bear with the guy.
See the guy running from the bear?
I see that.
I don't know what that is. You don't see it?
I see it.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know what that one is. Or the airplane. She's got a ticket to ride. Been looking for that one. Oh, I got one. You can drive my car.
That's a pool on the hill.
Okay. You can drive my car. Is that it? Baby, you can drive my car. Could it be a star? Baby, I love you. And the guy
so
sipping
think,
tea.
I
don't know what that one is.
Okay, the today I is tomorrow is yesterday.
Yes. Yep, yesterday.
I think that the bear chasing the guy is run for your life.
Run for your life if you that can, might. Little girl. Yep. Okay. And what about the airplane?
I think that's flying.
Just flying? Okay.
I agree with AP. It's flying.
Yeah. All right. And the horse.
I think the two hands is I want to hold your hand, not hands across the water. Their first cheesiest hit, right? I want to hold your hand. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the little calendar is 8 days a week.
Yeah, I said that one already.
Oh, that's beautiful. Brilliant. I didn't know that. I was wondering what the heck that was supposed to be. And what's the guy with the light bulb in his head, in his heart? That's what I said.
That's a good question. Anybody?
How about Debbie Boo? You light up my life. No.
wrong singer.
Yeah, wrong artist.
And the two masked guys with the tape on their mouth. Don't know what that one is.
How about if I tell you some of the ones that we didn't say, and you guys tell me if you see it somewhere. For example, across the universe.
Yeah, that's the right.
Well, obviously, in top right.
That's the rocket ship around Saturn.
Sure.
Okay. How about back to the USSR?
Don't know how lucky you are.
There's the little Russian on the map. There's a little star right back there on the map.
That's what I was thinking too. Okay. We had the blue bird. How about the black bird?
Yeah. Yeah, black bird.
The black bird, the rainbow, the submarine by the birthday cake.
Give me that.
Okay.
I see the blackbird. I was looking for the preacher walking from the grave, wiping the dirt from his hands. I don't know if that's the guy in the top right or not.
Wait a minute. Say that one again, Lars. I'm sorry.
The preacher walking from the grave, wiping the dirt from his hands.
Yeah.
In the top right.
That's where all the lonely people is the song.
Yes, all the lonely people. Thank you. I don't know. Go ahead. Sorry.
It's cool. All right. Anybody see Chains? Chains. Chains.
Yeah. Yeah, under the 910.
Yes.
Chains.
I'm still looking.
Look where the Penny Lane is, and it's right above that.
Right in the middle.
Got it. Okay. And then, obviously, this is another easy one, Dig a Pony. We all agree which one that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dig a Pony.
Now, if that is Dig a Pony, then where is Digging a Hole in the Road, and is it there?
I don't think it's there.
I can't see it.
Okay, so we finally have one we can take away, right? Okay, so let me take away Digging a Hole in the Road. Okay, and I heard somebody yell it, but I didn't mark it. We have Car.
You can drive my car.
Okay,
Baby, you can drive my car.
Now, question everybody. When we said help, what were we doing it to?
To the guy in the ocean down below the helter skelter.
The guy in the
ocean. The guy drowning.
Okay. Okay, so then he is not the drowning man, because that's what I have written, drowning man.
Well, that would be a drowning man.
And not help.
Yeah.
Right.
Help is gone.
So help is gone. You don't see anything else that could be help?
No.
Well, that could be the running
back. Okay, let me take that away. Okay, now let me get the next one on the list that doesn't have anything written next to it is Fixing a Hole, which I assume is the roof.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. For no one. For no one.
I got that one.
For no one.
For no one.
For no one.
Four with the one.
For no one is the four with the one crossed off.
Yeah, I remember you saying that now. So I'm either I forgot to mark it or it's twice. So I'm going to move this over and double check that at the end. Okay, the next one, free as a bird. I know there's an empty cage there with a by the bluebird. So is it bluebird or is it free as a bird or is it both?
It can be either.
Okay, so all right, let me mark those two. All right, we're gonna put that with bluebird, and we'll decide that later. Bluebird, okay. Okay. The next one. All right, we did get that one from me to you. Now, did we decide about give peace a chance? And if we did, we need to know where it is.
I didn't say it.
I don't either.
I don't either. Okay, so, all right, I'm going to take that one away unless somebody calls it back again. The next one says, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning.
Now, you know, there's over 460, something like 430 Beatles songs.
Yeah, but we're supposed to be zeroing it out to the 70s.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, does anyone see good morning? Oh, how about the lamp with the moon? Could that be good morning? Or does anybody have an idea what the lamp shade over the crescent moon is?
No.
Why is it superimposed over Arkansas?
That's Arkansas?
Good question.
I thought that was...
I don't remember Arkansas in any Beatles song. I'm just wondering.
Mm.
Yeah,
well,
we were taking
the
star.
No.
Yeah.
That's Arkansas? Is it really?
Arkansas.
Okay. All right, we'll go back and deal with that one. Good night.
That's what I thought it was. Good night.
So we're going to go with the lamp and the moon makes more sense than good morning. So, okay, so we're going to put the lamp as the night. Okay. How about hard day's night?
I don't think it's there.
No, I don't think it's there either.
Okay, that is a probably not. Okay, here comes the sun. I'll follow the sun. Where's the sun king? Anybody
sorry,
see
that
another
outline
sun?
Is Missouri.
Here comes the sun.
It's Missouri? Okay.
Yeah, just north of Arkansas.
I think it was...
So it'd be,
think,
so it'd be Kansas City.
Follow the sun. Got confused.
Be Kansas City.
True. Kansas City is highlighted
Kansas
with the star.
Kansas City. That's the song.
I know.
That's
the
song.
City, Missouri.
Kansas City.
All right.
Where's Kansas City?
In the state.
The star.
The lampshade.
The lampshade.
I thought that was pointed out as USSR. Okay, wait a minute.
From the Beatles.
Okay, now this one obviously it's over by the sleeping dog. I pointed out earlier, just north of him is a bulldog, so obviously that is hey bulldog.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The next one. Okay, I'll be back, and not in a Schwarzenegger voice.
I'll be back. I'll be back. Get down, there's a bomb.
You guys keep figuring this out. I've got to go and let my dog out.
I'll be back.
Okay.
So what does the guy below Schwarzenegger under the rock?
Night, guys.
Night. Do we have an answer for I'll be back?
No.
Wait a minute. I was joking when I said not in my Schwarzenegger voice, but how about look in that circle, the guy with the sunglasses holding the gun, and his little pop bubble doesn't have anything written there. How about if it says, I'll be back?
Exactly. That's what we're saying. I'll be back.
Okay. All right. Okay, so wait, let me go put that as a yes. Wait a minute. Okay, so how about I've just seen a face.
What?
Just seen a face.
I don't know. See a face. Oh, in the clouds. They're laying on their back.
I was
going to
say, it kind of looks like an alien, but it looks like a face as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, quite possible.
Sky.
Okay. We'll go with that. Mom, where is it?
What about Uncle Sam? I want you to want me. Wrong band.
That's Cheap Trick. I think on that one we.
I want you.
Well,
I want you so bad.
That's a good answer.
South of Abbey Road. I want you.
Okay, so then let me take him and
right.
This one away.
I'm sorry, AP, what did you say?
No, I said I thought you were right, Tedder.
Oh. Thank you. Once in a while, I get it right.
How many have we got to go, Deb?
I have a few more to ask here. Let me see. Okay, we know the long and winding road. Love is all you need.
Out of time.
I didn't realize. All right. Did we find Let It Be? I agree is. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Lars bought one up underneath Arnold Schwarzenegger. That guy lifted up the rock or whatever. Don't know what that one is. Or the blender below it.
I asked AP about the blender. He was thinking Revolution. You know, Revolution.
No. Revolution is the other with the fist underneath the monkey. It says revolt. Or it says rise up.
Okay.
Revolution.
Okay. All right. How about Martha, my dear?
I don't think that's there.
No?
Not.
Okay, we know that one's there. Sugar?
No, I don't think so. No. She's got a ticket to ride. There's a ticket all aboard. By the cats down there.
Ticket to ride. And Twist and Shout is there. There's a little person somewhere.
A little character.
Yeah, his name's Twisted while he's shouting. Okay, so that one's there.
Yeah.
And waterfalls.
The rain in the far left corner. Waterfall.
In the far left corner, I believe that's just rain. Just the word, just the song.
Oh, okay.
In which case, I still don't know if we have waterfalls. Let me see.
No, I don't think so.
I don't see. Does anyone see water poems?
This is the weirdest group show I've yet attended.
Yes, it is.
That's good.
We're striking out new territory.
It's fun, though. Weird is fun sometimes. All right, somebody tell me what the guy is with the part of a dumbbell on his back, and he's turning green and right above.
Yeah, carry that weight. Guitar. Carry that weight.
Carry that weight. Oh, okay. Okay. Duh.
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense. So we're taking out
I'm
the
sorry, did we say, what is the yellow tower on the left hand?
Helter Skelter.
That was the
Helter Skelter.
An amusement ride. And how about yesterday?
Okay.
Yesterday.
Yes. Saw yesterday there.
Yeah. I don't see you yesterday.
It says, now that's somewhere I saw it. It is right there. It's underneath those guitars gently weeping. Today is tomorrow's yesterday.
Okay. Today is tomorrow's yesterday. Okay. And then we got the three cool cats at the bottom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me see. 1, 2. Why don't we do it in the road? I assume is that couple under
That's
the two
couple.
Hands.
Yep.
Okay.
Under the what? I see a face. He's pointing at the clouds of the face.
Up in the clouds.
Oh yeah, the silhouette. Yes, got it.
Okay, so that's why don't we do it in a row? T for two.
Yes. Right down the bottom.
Holding a teacup with his pinky.
Mm-hmm.
That's T for two.
Okay.
Yep.
Almost done here. And we decide no sugar.
We decided no sugar. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's going to be close, Deb, I think.
Yeah.
What's the salt shaker guy on the top right by the bluebird?
That's actually Sergeant Pepper. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, money, I assume, is that dollar sign above
the
Let's do it in the road.
Yeah.
So that's money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there a Martha, my dear? Martha, my dear?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Okay. Let me take that one away. Okay. And the love is the little note written in three different languages.
More.
Why is there I love you too?
What do you mean?
Well, all the four guys' heads, there's a heart, you too. I love you too.
Hello?
I see hello. I'm not seeing I love you too, though.
In the bottom right, just above all aboard, there's a heart, you too.
Oh, you too. Okay.
That's a submarine.
I don't have any answers, just a question.
Submarine, yellow submarine.
All right, how about the thing that sort of looks like an Eiffel Tower but isn't, directly under the airplane?
Michelle, my bell.
Yeah, it's the Eiffel Tower
with
Michelle. Yeah.
Okay, all right. And there's no Let It Be, correct?
No.
No.
And I think the last one here that's not marked, let me just double check.
What?
I'm double checking a minute. Okay, so that one we decided it's not there. So Free as a Bird, Hard Day's Night, and I think there's one more.
Well, the girl walking out with the suitcase.
She's leaving home.
Yeah, she's leaving.
Okay, what about the guy looking under the rock under Schwarzenegger?
That one I still don't know.
Yeah, or the blender underneath him. Chick in the blender.
We said Revolution for the blender.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, AP, did you say, you said what it was?
Revolution?
Yeah, Revolution for the blender.
No, I thought Revolution was the Rise Up and the Fist, the monkey. Rise Up, Revolution. Oh.
Don't know. Anyways, guys, I've got to get going.
Oh. Yeah. We're past time.
I've got the kids coming over.
Hey, what's the subject next week? Subject next week, AP.
Good question, Heather. Good question. What are we going to do for next week?
I think it should be a show about nothing. Just joking.
We can do that.
A show
about
what?
No. You're not allowed to joke. I think that's perfectly sensible. Can we do a show about nothing?
Sure. Seinfeld did.
If you can get the money.
No. Let's do a show about nothing next week, class. Great thinking.
Right.
The theme is nothing.
I can definitely bring a poem to that show then.
Because the second button on that shirt is in the wrong place.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
That's the spirit.
There you go. So, next week's show is about nothing, Heather. You had to ask. I'm not, Flaz, it's all about user interaction here. You know, we listen.
okay. Yeah.
Be careful what you say. As soon as you say it, it becomes law. we got enough to close up, Deb.
Yeah. Question.
When
are you going to send me the winning lotto numbers for tonight? Because it's already tomorrow where you're at.
This is true, Ada. But it hasn't worked so far. The mind space continuum
out.
Has more for this.
Yeah. I think we could do that.
Yes. Although, I don't know whether you saw, but there was a very famous lottery, and I think it was in Serbia, where the announcer actually called out two of the numbers before they dropped.
One of the biggest coincidences is there was a English newspaper man who did crossword puzzles, and a week before D-Day, he had the words Warlord, Utah, Normandy, and two other code names for the invasion of Normandy. He was put on ice for a week.
Yep.
I figured out it was just a coincidence.
Good thinking, Matt. Good thinking.
Thank everybody for showing up. Everybody for showing up tonight, Lars.
Thank you for
showing up, being a part. AP, it's always a pleasure. Dad, bro, we could never do it without you. Thank you so much. And Sky, thanks for stopping by. Bye. And Sweet Pea. And.
Yeah. Lady A.
Steven for giving us a poem. It's all fun. Do we have a song to go out with, Deb?
Good question.
Name one. Yep.
How about Bernadette?
Bernadette.
How about Bernadette?
Bernadette. Well, one of my favorite songs when I was a kid.
Well, here we go. Love and respect,
thank
guys.
Everybody. Bye, everybody. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, guys. Love and respect.
Bye, everybody.
Have a great day.
Have fun with the kids, MP. Night long.
Thank you.